It's 9 degrees and raining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Megan Pounder. Staff and students are safe after Quincy Secondary School went into a lockdown this afternoon. Police responded to an undisclosed incident at the College Street West location shortly after 2 p.m. The lockdown was lifted shortly before 3 p.m. Belleville Police wouldn't comment on what happened at the school to cause the lockdown. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was at the State Department today for a lunch hosted by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Trudeau says his visit is aimed at celebrating and strengthening the friendship between Canada and the U.S. But he says there is work to be done during this trip, saying that when Canadians and Americans work together, the results can transform the world.
Together, we've negotiated trade agreements that have extended opportunities for Canadian and American businesses, created millions of good, well-paying jobs for our workers, and made more products more affordable for more Canadian and American families.
Kerry was effusive in his praise for Trudeau, saying he has a favorability rating that is equal to that of Wayne Gretzky and Rachel McAdams, and well ahead of Justin Bieber. Police in Kingston say a 19-year-old man is facing a voyeurism charge and other counts after investigators received a tip about suspicious activity. Police say a housemate went into the man's bedroom last month looking for a missing item and said they found personal possessions of two female housemates and what appeared to be secretive video recording devices. The housemate spoke to the women about the issue and contacted police, who seized video surveillance and computer equipment on March 1st. Investigators say they found video, believed to have been taken last summer in a Toronto home, showing seven women secretly recorded in various states of undress. Police say all the women have been identified, live in the Greater Toronto area, and have no known connection to Kingston. The 19-year-old man is charged with voyeurism and two counts each of theft and possession of stolen property. A Canadian hospital has announced it has settled a legal dispute with the owner of five gene patents related to a potentially deadly heart rhythm disorder. The company, Transgenomic, has agreed to give the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, as well as all Canadian public sector labs and hospitals, the right to test Canadians for the condition, known as Long QT syndrome, on a not-for-profit basis. Hospital President and CEO Alex Munters sees the settlement as a big victory.
All public hospitals across Canada and all nonprofit laboratories will be able to offer these tests without licensing costs. This agreement sets a powerful precedent for future gene patents, and it's a tremendous win for families across the country that will have better access to the care they need.
Munter says when the hospital set out with its case 18 months ago, it never imagined an agreement would be possible. Nova Scotia Premier Stephen McNeil says he expects Ottawa to honour its commitment to the Irving Shipyard under the National Shipbuilding Strategy. McNeil was reacting to a Canadian press report that Quebec-based Chantier Davy Canada Incorporated submitted an unsolicited bid late last month to provide icebreakers and multi-purpose ships for the Coast Guard. McNeil was asked whether Ottawa should make it clear to the Quebec Yard that there are existing commitments to yards in Halifax and Vancouver under the strategy.
You're asking me, should they? I would say they should, but we'll see what they do. I don't know about what the proposal is that they've sent in to the federal government, whether it's pertaining to any of what's happening here, but I fully expect the national government to keep its commitments to the shipyard.
McNeil expressed surprise at the report concerning Davy, saying the unsolicited bid seems odd to me. Two school police officers in Baltimore have been charged after a cell phone video surfaced showing one of them slapping and kicking a teen at a school while a second officer stood by. Baltimore City Schools CEO Greg Thornton says he was saddened when he saw the video.
I was appalled. I was disappointed. It really cut right to who I am as a person. I'm charged to take care of our children. And here we have certainly some folks that are doing things that were inappropriate.
The two officers turned themselves in last night. Both are charged with second-degree assault and misconduct in office. The trial continues in Hulk Hogan's $100 million lawsuit against gossip website Gawker over a sex tape. Yesterday, Hogan's lawyers portrayed Gawker's editors as shameless and willing to publish pretty much anything. ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says that argument could prove to be effective.
The real risk for Gawker here as a legal matter is that these jurors put Gawker on trial in general, as opposed to focusing on the very specific question here about this tape, this context, this question. And if I'm Gawker, the one thing I'm really worried about is that the jurors become so angry at what Gawker does that they simply want to punish them.
Hogan says he didn't know he was being filmed when the video was made. The website's founder says the decision was made to post the video because it showed Hogan as a person, and Hogan is a public figure who had previously talked openly about his sex life. Workers at the Los Angeles Zoo said they think they know what happened to a missing koala. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
The LA Zoo was investigating the circumstances surrounding a koala's disappearance. They found tufts of hair, then the mauled body, quite a ways away from the koala enclosure. Studying surveillance video, they saw the likely suspect, P22, a now famous mountain lion around LA's Griffith Park. The actual attack wasn't seen on video, but P22 was apparently lurking in the area. They don't know how he got in the zoo and the habitat or out without being detected. The zoo has now moved the koalas from their public habitat. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Meal sourced from local farmers. You will bid on incredible auction items and dance to a live 1940s big band. Proceeds will support military families and the expansion of Trenton MFRC services. Scotiabank presents the Invisible Ribbon Gala May 7th. Show your support. Sponsor. Donate. Attend. Visit invisibleribbon.ca.
Together, we are stronger.
Sponsored by the Trentonian, They Integrated, Metroland, and 91X.
In sports, tennis star Maria Sharapova is fighting for the support of her fans and sponsors after her announcement this week that she failed the drug test at the Australian Open in January. Sharapova says that she has been taking meldonium for 10 years for various health issues, but didn't realize it was on the new list of banned substances that came out in January. ABC reporter Lindsay Davis has more.
Maria Sharapova has a message of gratitude for her fans this morning. In an open letter posted on her website, she writes, "I woke up yesterday morning with an inbox in full capacity of love and compassion." Sharapova may be feeling the love of her fans, but that sentiment is not shared by some of the major corporations that help make her the world's highest paid female athlete. Porsche, Nike, and Tag Heuer all suspending their ties to the 28-year-old tennis star in the wake of the failed drug test.
Sharapova's racket supplier Head is publicly backing the five-time Grand Slam champion, saying the company will extend her sponsorship deal. Team Canada's chances of reaching the playoff round at the Tim Hortons Brier are very slim after a loss to Alberta's Kevin Cooey this morning in Ottawa. The Pat Simmons rink dropped an 8-3 decision to fall to 5-5. Canada lead Nolan Thiessen says the team started strong but didn't deliver against the contenders.
When we were 3-0, we were kind of looking at it and said, you know, you go 5-3 or 4-4 there and you're looking okay, but we just couldn't. You look at those top four teams that are going to be in the playoffs, we didn't beat any of them. So that's a recipe for going home early.
Jose Bautista is making his spring debut this afternoon as the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Yankees split squad in Grapefruit League exhibition baseball action. The Jays posted a 7-1 exhibition record without their star slugger heading into today's action. Bautista is entering the final year of his contract with the Jays. The Baltimore Orioles have finalized a $5.75 million one-year contract with Pedro Alvarez. He should fit in nicely with the Orioles' powerful lineup. Alvarez has 131 homers in six major league seasons and was an all-star in 2013. The Toronto Raptors play number five of a seven-game homestead tonight when they take on the Atlanta Hawks. The Raptors enter the contest with 13 wins in their last 14 home games. The Hawks are also on a roll and have won five of their last six. Montreal forward Lars Eller is questionable for the Canadiens game against the visiting Buffalo Sabres tonight. Eller missed the Habs last game with a lower body injury. In other NHL action, Winnipeg visits Detroit and Ottawa is at Carolina. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 0. Tomorrow morning is mainly sunny with a high of 10. At 4:10, it's 9 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder, News on 91X, next at 5.